Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing? Good. I'm exhausted, hungry, and I just want to sleep. But I wouldn't trade it in for the world for the week that I've had. Let me get all my stuff in order. The main idea for this ACS was break the glass, and there were themes for every day. If I can find a Monday. Was from the outside looking in. Tuesday was, what am I looking at? Wednesday was, what are they looking at? Thursday was from the inside looking out. Friday was break the glass. And Saturday was, I can see clearly now. I just want to first thank you guys for sending me, for paying my way to go, because I can't thank you guys enough, and I can't thank God enough for the week that I've had. It was truly amazing, and it really did change my life. I couldn't stop telling the people and posting on Facebook how much it really did change me. It's funny that Monday, the theme for Monday was from the outside looking in, because that's exactly how I felt. Being the only one from this church going, I felt alone for a little bit because everybody else had their groups and they knew each other and they were hugging and talking and asking each other stuff, and I just didn't have that because I didn't know them well enough to do that. I've seen people around at pilgrimage and other conference events, but I just really did felt like the outsider looking in. One of the things that we had at ACS was a thing called growth groups, and it was about 9 or 10 people with a couple leaders that got together for about an hour and a half, 2 hours every day, and were talking and were able to share with each other their experiences and their faith and what they've been going through. And some people in my growth group were already knew each other. They went to the same church, so they already had that connection. But a couple of people didn't know each other and didn't know the rest of the people in the group. What really amazed me was Tuesday we had growth groups, and then we had the I Am Second presentation. And they showed videos, and they talked about how really important it is to put God first in our lives and for us to be second. As Mr. Ricky said last night during the Pamlico Amaze meeting, that if you put yourself first and not God, it is self-destruction. And it really is. And after the I Am Second meeting, we came back to share what we thought about it in our growth groups. And a couple of the guys in my growth group, they shared some really deep stuff. They shared some things that they really messed up on, and they shared some stuff that one guy did the night before he came because he really did not want to come. And he said that up until this point, I did not want to be here. But because of you guys, I'm glad I came. And it just clicked in my head right now. You know, I have a family in this group. I can feel the love. I can feel that we can share anything. And I've never felt that knowing people for 2 days. You know, a lot of people be like, I don't care, you know. And it just blew my mind. And Thursday morning we had a worship service. And our speaker for the week, he did a great job all week. Our speaker for the week on Thursday called. He had an altar call, and I think what he meant was that he wanted people to come that felt they had a call to ministry to come up and for him to pray for them. Well, being over 200 to about 300 youth there, just about everybody got up for the altar call. And so other clergy and other of the youth leaders had to come in and formed a line, and people came in and prayed, and people were praying at the altar. And everybody was crying. Everybody could feel the love and the Holy Spirit come in. And one of the guys in my growth group, he was one of the guitarists in the praise band during that week. And he said that they had only prepared 4 songs, 3 for the beginning of worship and 1 for the altar call. So that was the only notes and the only lyrics and chords that they had. He said that as more and more people came, their leader, Jay Locklear, came and just turned and told them a song, and they just started playing. They just went, you know. And he said, I didn't know the songs, I didn't know the chords, but I played. And he said, I only messed up on a couple things. And I think that was just another example of how the Holy Spirit was so strong in that place during that worship time. And it carried through all the other events that we had throughout that day. And on Friday, with our growth groups, we talked more, and I opened up a whole lot more about things that I've been going through. And we did an affirmation towards the end. We were there for about 2.5 hours towards the last, I think, hour we were spent doing this. Where everybody stood up in a circle and somebody sat in a chair and we put our hands on them and prayed for them. Well, I was a crybaby. I cried about the whole week. And then whenever we did that, I was crying. As soon as I started praying for the first person, I started crying. And when they did me, I was bawling. And I could just feel the love that I knew that they would be there for me through thick and thin. And I just met them. And it just amazed me at what they said about me. I shared that I feel that I'm called to go into ministry. And they said that I inspired them because I already knew God's call for my life. And it really humbled me because I know I don't deserve to be called by God, but I'm very thankful, and I couldn't thank him enough for calling me into that. We are all called into ministry to some degree. It might not be ordained, it might not be traveling around the world, but we are called to make disciples and to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And Friday we had communion, and we had a worship service, and we sat with our growth groups, and I was crying during that too. Some of the songs they played, I don't know if I was crying because I was going to miss my group. I don't know if I was crying because of all the things I was thinking about. But whenever I went up to the altar, whenever I went up to the altar, I left it all at the altar. That's an important thing to do because a lot of times we'll go up and we'll have somebody pray for us about something, or we'll go up to an altar and we'll pray. And then when we get back home, we start thinking about it again, and we pick it back up. And we can't do that. If you lay it down and give it to God, you've got to leave it there. You can't pick it back up. If it's in his hands, he's got you. If it's in his hands, it's gone. And you need to start living, and you've got to continue to live your life for him. And I want to backtrack. I have a bunch of these notes, and I'm just not using any of them. Thursday, after the worship service, the pastor, his name's Jonathan Mills, he did do the altar call for people that wanted to go into ministry. He also had a meeting at free time in the chapel at Methodist, and he talked to people one-on-one and in a group about their call. And I opened up to him about doubts I'd been having and all sorts of stuff. And I told him that I've doubted my faith and I've doubted all sorts of other stuff. And it just meant so much that a guy I just met cared a whole lot. And it was just an awesome week. And I can't thank God enough for it. But I want to go back to the theme of this week was break the glass. And I really should have organized these better. Goes to show. Mom, was Dad this disorganized? Yeah, okay, well, that's where I got it from. I don't know how many of you know, but I was originally supposed to be going on a Chrysalis flight instead of going to this. And about a month ago, wasn't it, that it was postponed, and then came the opportunity for me to go to this. And at first I was like, no, we had just gotten back from annual conference. And I was like, oh, if it's going to be like that, I don't want to go. And then Ms. Melinda and Brandon was like, no, you're going. I'm strapping to the car, you're going. So I was like, okay, fine. And Brandon had talked to me so much about how it made him into the person he was and how it really changed his life. And I was like, yeah, okay. And now I get what he was talking about, and I can't wait to go again next year. And for any of you that have kids that are teenagers and are in high school, and even in middle school, there are conference events for them. Please talk to me, talk to Miss Melinda, get them involved, because I swear it is one of the best things you can do for them to be able to grow, in their faith, grow in a community that is outside of our local church, and go to people all across North Carolina, and for them to know that people they don't even know can care about them and love them so much. And it was just awesome. And like I said, the theme was breaking the glass. And we all go through things. We all go through ups and downs. We all go through things that make us just want to shut down and cry and just don't want to talk to anybody. I've been through that. We've all lost family members. We've all lost friends. We've all had bad things happen unexpectedly in an instant. And a lot of the time we hide the pain, worries, doubts, fears, and just everything behind our smiles and our masks that we put on. We don't want to look weak in front of people. And I'll attest to that, because I do not want to share that I have had doubts, because in the back of my mind I knew that God wants me to do something, but in the back of my mind, for me having anxiety as a kid and then growing up and having to learn to deal with it, I still had that in the back of my mind. You know, is that really, you know, God? And it was just, I knew it was anxiety, but in my mind, I thought that I have to not only be sure in my heart, but in my mind, and that means not having any doubts in my mind. And whenever I was talking to Pastor Jonathan, he said, don't worry about doubt. Don't worry about it. You know, what you have to focus on is what God's calling you to do and how God uses other people to show you his love. And I've experienced that more than anything else this week. I'm going to try not to cry. We hide what we're going through and then break down when no one else is watching. And that pertains to some of the lyrics in the song Stained Glass Masquerade by Casting Crowns, which is the theme song of this week. And I've done it too. I've went away from talking to people and I would just break down by myself. But we don't need to do that. We, as the body of Christ, are called to be brothers and sisters. We are called to be there for each other no matter what, no matter what time of day it is. We're called to, if somebody calls you at 3 in the morning, you say, I'm there for you. What do you need? Not, oh, I'm tired. Go talk to somebody else. And we shouldn't have to worry if we're venting to somebody that they're going to go spread it or go tell somebody else. We should be able to trust each other no matter what we've gone through, no matter what we tell each other, that we are there for each other. And we've got to help each other break that glass to be able to open up and let God's love come in through other people. Because no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you could say to anybody, no matter what you've done, no matter what you think you've done, no matter what, we are all beautiful people. We are wonderfully and fearfully made by God. And through other people, we can feel his love. And I want to read a couple of the lyrics of the song that really mean a lot. Okay. The beginning of the song starts off, is there anyone that fails? Is there anyone that falls? Am I the only one in church today feeling so small? Because when I take a look around, everybody seems so strong. I know they'll soon discover that I don't belong. So I tuck it all away like everything's okay. If I make them all believe it, maybe I'll believe it too. So with a painted grin, I play the part again, so everyone will see me the way that I see them. And towards the end of the song, the lyrics are, only when no one is watching can we really fall apart. But would it set me free if I dared to let you see the truth behind the person that you imagine me to be? Would your arms be open, or would you walk away? Would the love of Jesus be enough to make you stay? I can't stress enough how important it is to break the glass, to break the strong mask that we have, that we put up every day. It's hard not to. You don't want to look weak in front of everybody. You don't want to seem vulnerable and weak, and that's just normal. But in order for God to completely use you and use you to touch other people, we've got to break the glass. We've got to take off that mask. And we've got to show who we really are, show our weaknesses, boast in our weaknesses. Because only through that can people see God's work in our lives and God's love in our lives. I'm trying not to cry. Whenever we do this, we're going to play this song. I invite anyone that wants to come up to the altar and pray. Miss Melinda and I will be there if you want to pray with Miss Melinda, or if you want to pray with me, that's fine. But just really listen to the lyrics, really think about them, and I want to pray real quick, so let's bow our heads and pray. Oh, great and mighty God, I just thank you for this day, and I thank you for the awesome week I've had, God, and I thank you for allowing me to break my glass and for letting me be able to see and feel the love that the body of Christ has for others and that we should have for each other, God. I just thank you for the opportunities you've given me, and I thank you for the awesome lessons that I was able to learn, the connections that were made, God. And I just pray that you would allow your spirit to come in here and help us all feel your presence, God, and help us all be able to break the glass so we can fully be used by you. I ask this in your son's great and holy name. Amen.